Moncrief on News Talk.
Public transport in Ireland. What is the policy about pets? Well, there isn't one. Some allow bringing on cats or dogs, others don't. The National Transport Authority is now trying to work out a uniform policy. Public consultation on that closed just last week. The animal behaviourist Susie Walsh has a few thoughts on this. Good afternoon, Susie.
Good afternoon.
Should there be one policy? Because I imagine that there are different sorts of public transport and some might suit and others might not.
I think for a balance and fairness and for people understanding where they can and can't go, I think it's much easier if everything is uniform. However, transport, some form of the transport suit dogs and cats better than others do.
Right. So at the moment, would the rules tend to be that they have to be kept within some sort of a cage?
The rules on the DART on the train are that they just have to be under control. I'm not aware if they have to be in a cage. In the Lewis, they do have to be contained in a crate or a cage. And then they're not allowed on Dublin bus at all, or the bus system at all.
Yeah.
Some buses, some private bus companies allow the small dogs to be on your knee.
Yeah, because you could see how a dog on a bus, for instance, it's quite constricting and it mightn't be good for them, mightn't be good for the passengers around them.
Yeah, the bus is quite complicated because there's a lot of stops. It's really noisy. You know, they go through roads. It's always quite busy. There's not a lot of space. Where do you put the dog? It's, you know, it's a much more confined and much more busy environment for everybody. Could you fit several dogs on a bus? Probably not. Versus a train, there's a lot more floor space. There's different carriages. If you're not comfortable going in, you know, with a dog in the space that you're in, you can move to another carriage. There's a lot more... it's just easier to accommodate everybody, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, but with that, now, because I get the DART every day and you'd regularly see dogs on the DART and I've never seen one that has a problem with it. They just kind of sit on the floor, have a bit of a sniff around in their grand. On the Lewis,
DART is quite stable.
Yeah.
So it's a good environment for a dog.
Yeah. The Lewis, though, might be, well, I suppose it's kind of almost halfway between a bus and a train. So that might be a bit more disturbing for them.
Yeah, and it probably gets a little bit more packed and there's a lot more stops. But again, the dogs do cope quite well in things like any kind of rail systems because they tend to be much smoother than the bus and they're less noisy as a result.
Mm. Should you put a muzzle on a dog if normally you wouldn't?
Well, first of all, your dog needs to be trained to accept a muzzle. It's not okay to just stick a muzzle on a dog without them having any prior experience from a welfare point of view, because a lot of dogs will become very stressed out and panic and try and get the muzzle off, or become so stressed having the muzzle on that when the muzzle comes off, they can actually then snap at people. So that's one thing from the dog's perspective. From a public's perspective, it makes a lot of people feel much safer. So if a dog is wearing a muzzle, they tend to feel much safer. Around an animal if you're nervous or if you're feeling a little bit more vulnerable or you're just intimidated by a large dog. So from a public perception, yeah, a muzzle is a better thing to have on a dog. It keeps everybody safe. However, for the dog's welfare, the dog needs to be trained to accept a muzzle in order to feel comfortable.
Mm. I imagine, though, that if you're scared of dogs and you see a dog distressed because they've got a muzzle on them, that's not going to make you feel any less nervous.
Yeah, because the dog can panic and they can try and get it off, and a lot of muzzles mightn't be secure enough because they're quite hard to fit in several breeds of dogs. So there's a lot of breeds of dogs with very large heads or very flat faces, and it's very, very hard to get proper muzzles to fit them up accordingly. So if you try and put one on a dog, they can often just panic and it can end. And if you've got a very large dog that's 40 kilos or more, then you're trying to control a very large dog who's flailing around trying to get a muzzle off.
Yeah. That sounds great. So, but you'd be in favour of having one uniform policy for everything, even though those forms of transport are the same, or aren't the same?
Yeah, well, I think it's less confusion for people. I have had circumstances where people have got the DART to a location or got the train to a location and hoped to get the bus home, and actually that wasn't possible and they've ended up stranded or trying to avail of a taxi. So it can be confusing for a lot of people, and it can be confusing for people whether they have a service animal or not a service animal, where they're refused access on public transport. So I'm always in favour of something that's more simplified. However, I do have reservations about the bus system for many dogs, because I think they'll find it, they'll struggle, and I think people will struggle, especially if it's very, if it's busy busy times on the bus, or the, you know, if there's, is there going to be a case where you can allow multiple dogs in a bus. I don't really have an issue if the dog is in a carrier, because that makes it easier for everybody involved, but if you've got a large dog with a muzzle on a bus at busy times, then it can be really difficult for a lot of people. And you have a lot of people who are very fearful of dogs, and that can be problematic as well.
Yeah. What is...
Just be fair for all.
You did mention people getting stuck and then maybe having to get a taxi home. Do taxis, or is that up to the individual driver whether they would take a dog or not?
Yeah, up to the individual driver. And there are some specific taxis that do advertise themselves as pet friendly. So there is that availability. But it would be, obviously, it's much easier for a lot of people if they can avail of public transport with their pet, if they're restricted for services or they themselves don't have their own means of transport. But we have to think about the whole public. It's not just people. It's not just pet owners. I'm a pet owner myself. I'd love to be able to take my dog on all forms of public transport. However, that's not necessarily the fairest thing for everybody using the public system.
Yeah. Susie, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the dog behaviourist, Susie Walsh there. Now-
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.